Anna Rohr heads into her junior season at Notre Dame as one of the marquee athletes in the Irish track and field and cross-country program. She's a five-time All-American. She won the Penn Relays this spring and finished sixth in a record-breaking performance at the NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon in June. Hi, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. Thanks for stopping by. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those gifts this month to help sponsor the show are matched. They are doubled. Details at WWIB.com. Anna Rohr is spending the summer out in Flagstaff, Arizona, the thin air of Flagstaff, and honing her occupational and athletic accomplishments and skills. And she joins me on the show again today. So you grew up in Mishawaka, Indiana, just a stone's throw from the Notre Dame University campus there in South Bend, but were recruited by some big-time programs across the country. But being that close to Notre Dame, was it just kind of a done deal you were going to sign there?
Actually, no, quite the opposite. The main thing that was holding me back from Notre Dame was that it was so close to home. I really didn't want to stay so close just because I wanted to feel like I was kind of away and had that college experience. But then after I took all my visits, I knew Notre Dame was definitely the best option for me and the best fit. And so I just kind of made an agreement with my parents. I was like, I want to see you as much as other college students do. So like on breaks and at meets and stuff, but I made it a point my freshman year not to go home very much. Really, I didn't have time to, so that wasn't difficult, but it was mostly just because I wanted to make sure I felt like I had that full college experience.
Yeah, understandable. Our previous conversations dealt with the comeback that you're in the middle of after taking a year off to deal with a serious back injury. You didn't run for almost a year, but you weren't idle during that time. God used your position as a terrific track athlete, long-distance runner at Notre Dame to give you opportunities to share your faith in Jesus and talk about the impact that Christ has made in your life. What did you share with those groups?
Well, I always start with my injuries in high school because that's what led me to initially join a youth group near me, and I had always had faith as a kid, but I think being in that group with so many other people my age that had just such strong faith already really helped me and just helped me learn more what other people think of faith. And I think sharing with others what you think is what helps you grow. And so that experience in high school really, really shaped my faith leading into college. And then I would say being at Notre Dame is just a great place if you're open to it. Because the injuries that I've had now, it doesn't make me upset like my first ones in high school did. It's disappointing. I want to be with my team and I want to be training fully, but I really do just accept that God's plan is greater than mine, and I know that He's going to make this all work out, and I don't really understand it, but it makes sense, and I have seen many, many times where it's worked in my favor. I've given the example that my freshman year when I had that little shin thing pop up. It was right about the time when I was trying to figure out what to do for my organic chemistry class because I was taking way too many credit hours and I needed to drop a class during track season. So I wasn't sure about it, but I was like, you know what? God, I trust that you're going to help me figure this out and it's all going to work. And then just a couple weeks later was when my shin thing popped up, and I was like, well, looks like I can, like, that was the option then was, okay, I can take it in the summer. And it worked out really well, and I was like, I just felt, I felt some peace. I feel peace about me when I think if you pray and you look for the answer, God's going to give it.
Yeah, isn't it great how he works? Our disappointments turn into his appointments. And we just grow in our trust in him and our dependence upon him. And God uses us in a mighty way, and he's done that for you. All right, you have a dream out there, Anna, to someday represent your country, the United States, in the Olympics. Tell me about that.
Yeah. When people first started mentioning Olympics, I just kind of chuckled in high school. And then after a while, I realized, you know, this really isn't too far out of reach. And so the Olympics are definitely something that are on my mind. I know that I need to get faster prior to that. but I also know that many of the best women, distance women in America right now are in their late 20s, early 30s. So I have plenty of time, and, you know, I'm definitely going to work for it and give it my best shot. And if it happens, then, hey, one of my life goals has been accomplished. But at the same time, if it doesn't, I would accept that. But yeah, I don't think it's too far out of reach.
We'll keep looking for you as you progress through your collegiate athletic career and maybe beyond to the Olympics. Anna Rohr, the Gatorade Girls Cross Country Runner of the Year in high school, won the national honors and has been a multiple All-American at Notre Dame. Thank you for coming by. It has been a real pleasure, honor, just a blessing to have you on the show these past days. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.